Gilchrist moves over behind Kemp. He goes back to pass again. Runs out to the right.
Still on his feet. Now throws. It's good to Lawson. At the 10. At the 5. Touchdown! Touchdown!
The John Murphy Show is on the air.
Dodges a man at the 5. Into the end zone. Touchdown! Fred Jackson. Touchdown, Buffalo.
The John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the greatest show in sports.
Pressured, and he is sacked. It is Marcel Darius, Mr. Big Stuff.
Hear all the action, all the excitement of Buffalo Bills football, right here on
The John Murphy Show.
The John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO, supplying natural gas and electricity to thousands of homes and businesses across Western New York.
Live from One Bills Drive, this is the John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO on Buffalo Bills Radio.
The Monday night edition of the John Murphy Show. Good evening. Thanks for tuning in tonight, this Monday night, as we come to you from One Bills Drive with another edition of the John Murphy Show. On Mondays, you may know by now, Mondays we do a morning show, 10 a.m. to 12 noon, and then we take some of the best of that show and add a few other pieces and come up with this show. 1 hour, 7 to 8 tonight on Monday nights, taking you up to Monday Night Football tonight on our flagship station in Buffalo, WGR Sports Radio 550. Monday Night Football, the 49ers and the Redskins, with the pregame coverage coming up at 8 o'clock. So that's where we're at tonight. Coming up on the show tonight, we're going to hear from Bills safety Jarris Bird. We sit down with him for the first time this season. Talk about his interception streak, 3 in the last 2 games. We'll talk with Jarris Bird about what the offseason might hold for him and how he's going to approach the offseason and the contract issue. Chris Brown will join us a little bit later on this hour as well, the lead journalist for BuffaloBills.com. Chris Brown to talk about the first day back after the bye week. So that's what's in store for you tonight. Thanks for tuning in. The John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO. Back at One Bills Drive, we had a couple of days off last week, as did the players. Bills players scattered after the Wednesday practice and came back here today. They were bright and early in the morning for meetings in the morning, and then out on the practice field around 11 a.m. today for an hour and a half practice, and then some more meeting time after that, looking at the video of the practice, getting set to go up against the Atlanta Falcons, the annual Toronto game. Now, the Bills are coming off a game in which they did not have wide receiver Stevie Johnson. He missed a second game this season with his groin injury that he suffered against the Steelers in Pittsburgh. But Stevie was back. Head coach Doug Marrone said he was limited in practice today, and maybe just a little bit more than limited. Stevie Johnson talked to myself and a number of reporters in front of his locker today.
Yeah. Actually, it was just a limited day. Happy to be out there, you know, happy to go through the routes and be in the huddle and all that. So it was cool. I made it through.
Do you find yourself testing the groin? I know it's almost a couple of weeks since the injury now. When first day back like this, do you test it and see what you can kind of load up on it?
Yeah, because kind of thinking ahead a little bit when it comes to this injury. You know, we got 5 more games, you know what I'm saying, the regular season. Then so I came out there and tried to go a little harder than I was supposed to, and I was cool coming out, so I'm cool with it.
How much did you take note of the field coming back to you guys a little bit in the playoff race yesterday?
Well, we just got to do our part, you know. We got to do it. They can do whatever other teams do. They can do whatever they want to, but at the end of the day, you know, the Bills got to get the win, and that's it. Don't worry about anybody else.
Stevie Johnson talking about how his groin feels after missing the Steelers game with the injured groin. It's not like him to miss games. He almost went 3 consecutive years without missing a game, but he did not play in the Bengals game back in mid-October and did not play against the New York Jets. Also, back on the practice field today was rookie wideout Robert Woods. Robert Woods had missed the last 2 games, Steelers and Jets, with his injury. Robert Woods talked today about how it felt to be back at practice on a limited basis today.
I felt pretty good. You know, felt good to be back out there with the guys and practice, get back in the swing of things. Just feel good to be back out there.
High ankle can be a real pain in the neck for a receiver that's got to make the cuts that you guys do running routes. So, I mean, how long did it take for you to feel good about it, you know, kind of clear the mental hurdle, so to speak?
You know, today was the first day testing it, really. You know, took them a little bit of bye week off and just relaxed. And so, you know, today was the first day testing and felt pretty good.
Do you feel kind of fortunate? Because the timing kind of fell your way a little bit here. I mean, I know they held you out of 2 games, but you had the bye week to kind of buy yourself a week without missing time.
I mean, I was trying to, you know, get ready for the Jets game, just push back to get by then. You know, I knew I had time after that with the bye, So, you know, the bye gave me extra time. So, I mean, good timing, but, you know, it's always not good to get hurt. You
know? I know part of being a pro in this league is kind of gutting through weeks like that, but on the flip side of it, I would like to think that most of you guys feel a lot better about going out on the field when you know you can put your full game out there, right?
Yeah, most definitely. You know, a break is always good. And, you know, rest your body and get ready to finish up the season.
What about, you know, having the whole offense together? It's been a while since, you know, all the weapons have been out there. I mean, whether it's Marquise missing 4 weeks at the beginning of the year,
right,
Stevie missing a game here or there, you out of the lineup. How is it going to feel to kind of have all the troops up on Sunday?
You know, feels good. Hopefully, we, you know, pick back up where they left off last week. And just me and Stevie just hop right in and keep things going.
Rookie wide receiver Robert Woods with Chris Brown leading the questioning there in front of his locker after the practice today. Again, limited work for Robert Woods and Stevie Johnson. Robert Woods missing the last two games with that high ankle sprain. Back on the field after really a long week off. Now, last week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, the Bills coaches had the players just in here for conditioning work and meetings and weightlifting. Really no practice. So they were on the practice field today after really no practice for the last week. And when they wrapped things up today, head coach Doug Marrone talked about how it felt to get everybody back.
Well, you know, we just got back, obviously, coming off of a bye week. And this would be in our first practice today in preparation and getting ready for Atlanta. I was very happy with the players coming back, their enthusiasm running around. Everybody practiced today, so we're at full strength. From that standpoint, we don't expect anyone not to be available for us. Which is a good sign. And, you know, we're looking forward to going up to Toronto and playing. It's a great city, great place. We've got to learn to win. You know, we got to learn to win at home in Buffalo. We got to learn to win in Toronto. We got to learn to win on the road. I think those are the most important things. And that's what we're doing. We're getting ready to go play. We're excited about it.
How close is this to how you expect to start the season with a team that's rested and completely healthy?
I struggle, be honest with you, a little bit when I go back and I look, like, you know, during the week this week when I go back and look, you know, about the injuries that we had and everything. But, you know, you really can't look back. You got to look forward. So I'm happy and excited right now that everyone's back.
No question there was a little more energy today in the Bills, knowing that they are as healthy as they've been really since week one of the regular season as they get set for the final five games of the season. And the playoff carrot is still out there with 4 wins, 7 losses. Actually, the wild card pack came back a little bit towards the Buffalo Bills based on losses by the Jets and the Dolphins and some other teams yesterday. Still a logjam for that sixth and final wild card playoff spot. Marrone was asked today, head coach Doug Marrone, was asked today if he spent some time over the weekend on Sunday watching the other teams in the wild card chase and how their fates might impact the Buffalo Bills.
I tend to look at, like, people that I know that I'm I like to think as my friends. You know, in this business it's tough. You know, you have very few friends and a lot of acquaintances. So I tend to look at where they are a little bit more and how they're doing, and tend to sit back and I don't know if this is the right way or wrong way, but, you know, personally what will happen is, you know, I'll watch something, you know, see a game, and I'll be thinking, gosh, I know what they feel. I know what they're going through. And I think, you know, there's a pain inside, you know, and, you know, you got to call that third down play. And I think it's, you know, you have an appreciation, you know, from a different aspect, not as a fan aspect, but as a person that's in the profession. So I would answer that question is I really don't go around popping around all the scores. The very few friends I have, I just kind of watch, you know, look at their scores, you know, during the bye week.
That makes some sense. Head coach Doug Marrone talking to the media today, right as practice ended inside the Healthy Zone Fieldhouse. As we said, the Bills now at 4-7, really one game out of the sixth and final playoff spot in the AFC, but an awful lot of teams ahead of them. Tennessee, Baltimore, Pittsburgh, Miami, San Diego, the Jets, Cleveland, Oakland, all of them ahead of them in the wild card race. Marrone said he wanted to stress to his players not to pay too much attention at what the other teams are doing because they may take their target off the prize.
I think you got to be careful at this time of year. I think a lot of people are going to be talking about that, and I think it really pulls away from the core of what you want to get accomplished. And I think you can find yourself talking about that more and losing sight of the fact that, you know, you're playing a good Atlanta Falcon team coming up that again, like I said before, has a lot of pride. So, you know, I addressed it with the players. I said, you know, don't let people pull you out and talk to you about all this other talk. You know, the most important thing is let's just win a game. That's where all our focus should be.
Head coach Doug Marrone. And the one thing that's different this week as the Bills go into the Toronto game and coming off the bye week and with Thanksgiving coming up on Thursday, the practice schedule is switched. The Bills will not practice on Thursday. They will practice, obviously, today, tomorrow, Tuesday, and Wednesday, get Thursday off, then return Friday for practice, Saturday walkthrough in Toronto, and then play, of course, the Falcons on Sunday in Toronto. Head coach Doug Marrone talked about the switch up this week and why he decided to give the players Thursday off and practice them on Tuesday, which is normally the day off.
I think you can get better work done that way. I think they can be more focused. I think that, you know, Thanksgiving, you know, everyone's a little bit worried. Hey, what time are you getting home? What time we're going to eat? What are we going to do? Hey, pick this up before you go. You know, all those kind of things that go on. You know, we can get a lot of work done Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, give the players off on a Thursday, and then let's go to work. I think it's a lot easier to do that coming off a bye than it is if you're coming off a structured week the week before.
But you finally got to beat the team that has the extra week of preparation as opposed to beating the team that always had to play against the team. How much is that helping you guys out?
Well, I think it, you know, a lot of it depends how you play, but I'm a firm believer those extra days of being able to rest, you know, and get guys back. You can see we're, you know, fresher legs, people running around. We don't have the true bye week. You know, obviously Atlanta played on Thursday, so they have the extra days. And I've always been more of resting than I am as far as the extra practices. So I think it helps in that way for sure.
Head coach Doug Marrone meeting with the media after the Bills worked out today. A locker room was sort of upbeat and kind of you could sense some energy after the weekend off and after a week without practice. Bills running back Fred Jackson, the veteran, talked about how good it was to be back on the practice field after a few days off.
I think everybody, you know, felt good. It obviously felt good to get a bye weekend, you know, being so late in the season. I think a lot of guys needed it. And a lot of guys looked energized, you know, ready to go. So that's a good thing for us, and hopefully we can use that to, you know, get down this stretch of last five games that we have.
How much did it help your knee?
Oh, a tremendous amount. You know, I got out there, you know, I still feel it a little bit, but you know, not like it's been. So it's good to get that week off, you know, not do much on it, and you know, get ready to go.
Sense of optimism with the offensive unit.
I mean, everybody's going to be up now. I mean, you haven't had receivers in and out of the lineup. You guys have been dinged in the backfield, quarterbacks. It looks like everybody's going to be up this week. How much does that kind of help the optimistic mindset?
Oh, I think, you know, everybody's extremely, you know, optimistic to get everybody out there 100%, you know, or as close to it as possible. So it'll be interesting to see. You know, it's something we've been excited about, you know, all offseason, all of this season. So to get everybody out there, you know, and get everybody on the same page is something that we're looking forward to.
It is going to be interesting. It is gratifying almost to finally have a full complement. The only, to my way of thinking, I can double check this, the only opening day or planned opening day starter not around anymore is Alex Carrington, who is out, of course, this season over on injured reserve. And, yeah, I think they're in pretty good shape, as healthy as they've been since opening day, maybe as healthy as they've been all season when you think about the injuries in the defensive backfield early on. Speaking of the defensive backfield, rookie safety Jonathan Meeks back practicing for the first time in 6 weeks. He's on injured reserve, but he's got the designation to return label. He did start practicing today, 6 weeks after going on IR. He can practice for 2 weeks, and at that point, the Bills can decide whether to put him on the 53-man roster. Change to the practice squad for the Buffalo Bills today. They signed another offensive lineman. They signed a rookie, Manasi Fochetti, to the practice squad, and they released a guard, Brian Browning, from the practice squad. Fochetti came into the league with the Denver Broncos after the draft, an undrafted rookie free agent out of West Texas A&M last year. 6'5", 310-pound offensive lineman, Manasi Fochetti, is now a member of the Bills practice squad. And the Jon Bon Jovi story, which had some legs yesterday, kind of a silly story, but the report today from John Warrow of the Associated Press, while Jon Bon Jovi is interested in becoming an NFL owner, he is not currently pursuing the Buffalo Bills. That's what his publicist told John Warrow of the Associated Press today. The publicist, whose name is Ken Sunshine, said the Bills are not for sale, and Bon Jovi has too much respect for Mr. Ralph Wilson to engage in any discussions of buying the team. Sunshine said it's preposterous to say he's had any discussions with the Bills or Erie County. Sunshine did not, guy's name is Sunshine, he did not deny Bon Jovi's interest in one day becoming an NFL owner. He said he's made no secret about that. He has relationships with Jerry Jones and Robert Kraft, but nothing about the Buffalo Bills. So that was interesting after the weekend reports. That's the Bills news. There is news from around the league today. The Kumho Tire Daily Rundown, brought to you by Dunn Tire and Kumho Tires, the official tire of the Buffalo Bills, giving Dunn Tire customers an exclusive offer. You can get a $50 instant rebate, plus a free Bills cap with the purchase of four Kumho brand tires. Visit DunnTire.com for details. Kumho Tires, let's go. Quarterback news today, and we'll start with the New York Jets. Rex Ryan said today that after watching the film, he is going to stay with Geno Smith as his starting quarterback. He never pulled Smith yesterday in favor of Matt Sims during the loss to the Baltimore Ravens, as happened the week before when they lost to the Buffalo Bills. But another rough day for Geno Smith. 9 of 22, 127 yards passing, two interceptions. Most of that yardage for Geno Smith was racked up when the Jets were already way behind garbage time. Right now, Ryan said, I would feel that Geno Smith gives us the best chance to win, so he stays on as the New York Jets quarterback. The Packers going to have to play again without Aaron Rodgers. He will be out again this Thursday when the Packers go to Detroit for the Thanksgiving Day game. Packers coach Mike McCarthy indicating that he doubts Rodgers will be ready. He would say the chances are slim to none. That's what Mike McCarthy said. He said he's got to practice before he can put him in. McCarthy also would not name a starting quarterback for Thursday's game in Detroit. He started Scott Tolzien yesterday, but pulled him in the third quarter of their tie against Minnesota, replaced him with Matt Flynn, the former Buffalo Bill. Matt Flynn went 21 of 36, 218 yards, one touchdown, no interceptions. He just returned to the Packers a couple of weeks ago and did a pretty good job as the second quarterback in yesterday, but Mike McCarthy not ready to commit yet on a quarterback. Cleveland Browns coach Rob Chudzinski say the chances are that Brandon Whedon will start the Browns' next game against Jacksonville. He did not rule out Jason Campbell. Campbell suffered a concussion during the Browns' loss to Pittsburgh yesterday. Campbell has to go through the NFL's concussion protocol. His status will be evaluated during the week, but it looks like Brandon Whedon is going to get the chance to start again for the Cleveland Browns. And for the Chicago Bears, Jay Cutler will miss his third consecutive game this coming Sunday. That's according to Bears coach Mark Trestman. Veteran Josh McCown, who played yesterday in the Bears' loss to St. Louis, will make his fourth start of the season when the Bears play Minnesota. McCown went 36 of 47, 352 yards, two touchdowns, and one interception in that game. So that's the quarterback news. Interesting note coming out of Seattle. Coach Pete Carroll says the Seahawks might consider re-signing veteran cornerback Antoine Winfield to help their secondary. Walter Thurman facing a four-game suspension due to substance abuse. Winfield is out there, a player who knows the system. He could legitimately step in immediately. Anton Winfield may not be done yet in the National Football League. That's the news of the day, the Kumho Tire Daily Rundown. This is the John Murphy Show presented by NOCO. And coming up later on the show, Chris Brown from BuffaloBills.com, the lead journalist, Jairus Byrd will join us a little bit later on. You know, every Monday on the show, we like to take a look back at the Bills game from the week before. We call it our game rewind. This Monday, we take a look back from a video feature that's up right now on BuffaloBills.com, the 11 best plays of the first 11 weeks. You'll hear the audio of the 11 best plays of the first 11 games of the 2013 season.
EJ takes the snap, play action fake, looking deep. He's got Robert Woods open inside the 10. The pass is there. He's got it. Touchdown! Touchdown! EJ Manuel to Robert Woods. Touchdown, Buffalo! The snap. Tannehill's going to throw it. He is pressured. The ball comes out. It's a loose ball. It is jumped down by Kyle Williams at the 35-yard line. Oh, what a break for the Bills. What a break for the Bills. Kyle Williams recovers the fumble at the Miami 35-yard line.
First down at the 46. The snap and the give goes to Spiller. Turns to left side and there he goes. CJ at the 40, at the 30, at the 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown. CJ Spiller strikes like lightning. Touchdown Buffalo, 54 yards.
CJ Spiller, great explosion, great vision. That's easily his best run of the year.
Geno Smith, shotgun snap, looks right. Waits, waits, pocket collapsing, balls out, loose ball at the six. A fight for it there. Lawson is down there and he's got it. Manny Lawson recovers at the Jets' 4-yard line. Geno Smith sacked by Kyle Williams. The ball comes out and Manny Lawson is there to cover it up.
Here's the snap. Four-man rush. They blitz a corner. Flacco's hit as he's thrown the ball into the end zone. It is intercepted. It is picked off by Aaron Williams. He's going to finally kneel it down after scooting around in the end zone. Flacco was drilled as he threw it.
and the ball hung in the air, intended for Torrey Smith, and Aaron Williams made a leaping interception in the end zone. 2 minutes left, first quarter, scoreless. Snap, out of the shotgun, two going deep again, looking for Goodwin, he's open, makes the catch, there he goes, 15-10-5, touchdown, Flash Goodwin, 58-yard touchdown throw, Jeff Toole to Marquise Goodwin.
When he threw it, I thought there's no way Marquise catches up to that, and he just cranked it into fourth gear, and it just came out of his shoes to make that catch, and the Bills strike first.
Geno Smith, shotgun formation. He sends Santonio Holmes wide left side. The snap. He's going to throw it to Holmes. And it is picked off. It is intercepted by the Bills. Going back the other way. Searcy into the end zone. Touchdown. Touchdown, Buffalo. Geno coughs it up again. Denora Searcy makes him pay. A 31-yard interception return for a touchdown. Third and six. Quick snap. Quick pass. Picked off. Intercepted by the Bills. Headed into the end zone. Touchdown. It is Nickell Romey. Touchdown, Buffalo. Tannehill picked off on his first pass of the game.
Tannehill just goes three steps. Nickell Romey reads it beautifully, steps in front of the pass intended for Gibson and walks into the end zone. Gibson can't even catch up with him, and the Bills strike first.
Lewis ready to go. The snap. Again, looks downfield. Cocks his arm, fires downfield. He's got Goodwin open in the end zone. Touchdown! 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 Flash Goodwin! Touchdown! 40 yards! 40 yards from Thad Lewis.
He's working on Terrence Newman over on the offensive right side, Murph. And he goes down, he starts to the outside, comes in. Terrence Newman has three or four steps on him. And that's a great throw by Thad Lewis because he floats it and gives Goodwin an opportunity to run to it.
Third and eight, Ravens at the Buffalo 48. The Bills need a couple of defensive plays here. The snap, Flacco fires it down the middle. It is tipped and it is intercepted. It is Kiko Alonso at the 35-yard line. He goes down there. They're going to rule it down. Buffalo ball. Kiko Alonso picks up the tip pass for the interception with 57 seconds left to play. 6 seconds. Game on the line right here. The snap. EJ looks left. Fires into the end zone. Got a man there. Touchdown. Stevie Johnson. Touchdown. Touchdown. He did it. He did it. EJ Manuel did it all the way down the field. EJ Manuel, the top 11 plays of the first 11 weeks in the Buffalo Bills season. More to come, and up next, Jarris Bird, Bills safety, joins us in studio. It is the John Murphy Show presented by NOCO from One Bills Drive on Buffalo Bills Radio.
We're back with more of the John Murphy Show on Buffalo Bills Radio.
Welcome back to John Murphy Show presented by NOCO from One Bills Drive on this Monday after the bye week. And joining us in studio is Bills safety Jarris Bird. Good to have you with us here, Jarris. How are you tonight?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Fifth year with the Bills and a starter for really only the last six games or so. It's kind of like you're just catching up to speed with the rest of this team over the last half dozen games here.
Yeah, definitely. Just trying to get back in the flow of things. And, you know, the guys around me have been great. And, you know, Coach Henderson has done a great job of just trying to get me acclimated.
You came to camp, I'm going back here now, I want to say it was the night before camp ended, you agreed to sign your tender, you showed up, so when they started practicing here, it had to be third week of August or so. How much of that time in August and into early September was spent just catching up to the defense and what this defense was all about?
A lot of it, you know, just trying to get a feel for, you know, you can see it on paper, but getting a feel for the calls and how things change with, you know, motions and different things like that, there's a lot that goes into it. So there's a lot of, you know, just mental work and, you know, and then I had to wait to actually go out and actually do it on the field. So it was a process.
I'm going to ask you about your foot condition in a moment here, but was it frustrating for you to be around starting third week of August and not be able to jump right in and start playing right away?
Yeah, definitely. You know, you're around guys, you know, that are all working hard, getting ready to go, and, you know, you can't participate at the level that, you know, you need to be at to go out there and play. So it's definitely tough. And, you know, I think, you know, a lot of credit goes to the trainers for, you know, staying on top of it and helping me get back to, you know, playing.
Let's talk about the condition, the plantar fasciitis. It is both feet that you really struggle with, right?
Yeah.
And how bad is it? Have you ever had this sort of a condition before?
No. And I mean, I've never had anything like this. Going back to the end of last year, it was just something that, and in the off season, it was just something that was just, I didn't know what was going on. And, if anyone's ever experienced it, you know what I mean. But, you know, for people that have never had it, you know, it sounds just like your feet, you know, whatever, get over it kind of. But
right.
If you've ever had it, it's something serious. It's pretty painful. But, you know, thank God I'm good now. I'm good. So it just takes a while to, you know, like we talked about, rest and, you know, a lot of icing and just, you know, let it calm down. So
But how much work do you spend? How much time do you spend with the trainers even now, late into November, to keep on top of that situation?
Yeah, you know, every day I try to get in there a little bit at some point, even now that I'm playing, just to make sure I stay on top of it so that it doesn't come back. You know, I just try to make sure I eliminate that, you know, possibility of something like that happening. So, you know, a lot of stretching, a lot of, you know, icing, you know, cream work, just trying to keep everything loose in there. So, like I said, I'm thankful that it's gone, but just got to make sure that I'm being proactive and keeping it away.
And I talked to you about this a month or two ago. You do wear orthotics, right? You wear inserts in your shoes for both practice and games then?
Yeah, I definitely do. I wear orthotics in, you know, both of my shoes, and that helps a lot, you know, to take the stress off the bottom of my feet.
So. Did you compare notes at all with Mario Williams, who had the similar condition going into camp this year?
You know what? We talked a little bit about it, but our cases were a little different. You know, just from when I went and saw Dr. Anderson, you know, I talked to him and our cases were a little different. So we kind of talked about it, but each case is a little different. So.
Is there any surgical option to help that out?
Yeah.
I mean, when you go to see the doctor, I forgot about that, at the end of August, early September.
Right.
That's got to be something that's being discussed at that point, right?
Yeah, definitely. You know, depending on, but that's a last resort. That's right. Very rare because it's something that just goes away with time. So it's kind of like, how long is this really going to take? And, obviously, we wanted it to go away quick, but you kind of just got to let it run its course. And that's what we did. And like I said, it helped that, you know, we had a great staff just treating it every day, getting on it a couple times a day, and it went away.
We're with Jarris Bird, Bill's safety, in studio with us, the John Murphy Show presented by NOCO. I noticed today, and I actually have noticed since you've been around, after practice, you stay out for extra work. Today, you had Stephon Gilmore out there with you, working on the jugs machine, doing extra work. Tell me about that. Who initiates that? What's that? What that's all about?
You know, it's just about just getting it working. You know, we're just trying to get better. You know, everyone wants to be the best. You know, we want to, you know, up our games, and that's part of it. You know, you're not going to get anywhere by just, you know, taking the easy way out. So, you know, during the week, we want to make sure that we're pushing ourselves to the limit so that the games are easier.
It's not always Stephon, right? I see almost guys kind of cycle through with you.
Definitely. There'll be different guys come in, you know, each day. But, you know, after practice, guys have schedules where they might have to lift or do anything like that. So depending on what their responsibilities are, you know, off the field after practice, then, you know, they'll definitely come by.
And as you look around in that defensive backfield, for a five-year veteran, you are the veteran. You are the old guy back there now when you look around, right?
Yeah, definitely. You know, me and Leotis have been here, I think, the longest. And, you know, Jim Leonard, he's been here too. But, I mean, yeah, just like you said, it goes quick. You know, you turn around and, you know, the guys are looking at you.
Jarris, three interceptions in your last couple of games. Do these things come in bunches? Do you feel that that's the way it works with interceptions?
Yeah, I mean, I sure hope so, you know, but we'll see how everything plays out. You know, I just want to make sure, like I've said before, I just want to make sure I'm headed in the right direction, you know, just getting better each week. I mean, just improving on things each week. And if we do that, you know, as a team collectively, you know, just winning is the most important thing right now. And if we do that individually, you know, the outcome's going to be really good.
The interception at Pittsburgh appeared critical to come early in the game like that on their first drive to set your team up in scoring position, and not able to punch it into the end zone. It was kind of a letdown, I think, but you couldn't do much more than at an early juncture in the game, like the Steelers game, than to come up with that pick.
Yeah, it was just a, you know, play. Anytime you're able to make a play on the ball is great. And, you know, I just got to work on scoring. That's my next thing. I got to punch it in, you know, but that's our mindset. And anytime you can get turnovers, that's a great thing. Gets the ball back to the offense to be able to do things.
You had two interceptions against the Jets. The first one, you gave a lot of credit to Aaron Williams. Tell me about that. What Aaron did for you on that first pick.
Just communication, pre-snap. We talk about it a lot in our meeting rooms with me and Aaron going into weeks, you know, how we're going to communicate and play different things. And that formation was just something that we talked about, and he alerted me to it, and we just played it, and it worked out perfect. And so I tip my hat to him for that, just for film study and just getting ready to just play. You know, he was in the film, and he alerted it out, so.
Jarris, how tough was it for you? And I know you're working through the foot injuries at the beginning of the regular season, but how tough was it to be on the sidelines, especially in a tough time when, you know, the numbers were down there in the defensive backfield?
It was definitely tough. It was really tough to just be out there and watch, you know, but they had good games. You know, the DBs, they were playing their hearts out. You know, a lot of guys, I tip my hat to them. I was really proud of them, you know, just the way they battled. Early in the game, they had some really big games as far as turnovers and creating things like that. But it was definitely hard early in the year, yeah.
We were talking on this show a month or so ago about how the guy you were just talking about, Aaron Williams, might be the unsung hero of that defense to make the switch in the offseason from corner to safety and then have to go back to play corner. Now he's back at safety. He does it without complaint. You can almost see Aaron Williams growing up in this season, can't you?
Is exactly what you just said. I mean, Aaron is, he's definitely matured a lot, and I saw it when I got back, you know, from being away from the team. I saw it, you know, just his maturity level increase, and he's done a tremendous job just this year showing, you know, what he can do just on the field. And like you said, just switching back from corner to safety, you know, that's not easy, and he did it with ease, and, you know, he did it without complaining, like you said, and he's a great player, and he has a lot of talent. He can continue to get better, and that's what he wants to do. He wants to be the best, and I think that that's really what's keeping him going and fire.
Totally different game, right? Totally different look at the game from those two positions.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's a total different world when you go from a corner to a safety, and, you know, he's been able to switch, like you said, with ease during the season, and that's definitely not easy. And so my hat's off to him for that.
Jarris, you missed the first five. You're back in for the last six. Are you fully comfortable in this defensive system, and how do you think you fit in this defense so far?
I'm getting there. I don't think it's a full, you know, I don't think I'm all the way comfortable yet, but that's a process that's still, you know, ongoing, and we'll see where it leads. You know, I think that it's, you know, like I said, my teammates are helping me to get to a point where, you know, I'm able to do different things on the field, and we're all communicating, getting, you know, familiar with each other, because some of the guys weren't here last year with me. So I think it's a process of everybody getting on the same page.
It's a defense that has come up with 16 interceptions this year. You've got three of them. No NFL team has more than that. It's a defense that sort of is going to produce interceptions and takeaways, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. We're definitely opportunistic, and you know, it helps when you have a front seven getting up after them, you know, so, you know, we all work in unison, you know, the front and the back end. So when they're doing their thing up front, they're creating a lot of opportunities for us on the back end. So we definitely appreciate that.
They're playing well up front, and it seems like it's schemed to make plays up front to free up people to put pressure on, which has to help on the back end.
Without a doubt. You know, anytime you force the quarterback into making quick decisions and to being, you know, one dimensional where he doesn't, that time clock is a lot shortened. It bodes well for the back end, and that's what we're trying to capitalize off of, just making those plays when they do come to us.
You know, after the last game, the Jets game, you said this on the podium in the post game. You said, I want to win games here. Mm-hmm. And some of us read into that, you want to stick around here. And I know there's time for contract talk, which is coming up, you know, after the season ends. But has your mindset changed about the picture here, the setup here, and maybe your fit in this defense and what you might be able to do in this defense?
Devin, I mean, I've always said all along, you know, I want to be, you know, where I'm wanted at. And, you know, if it's here, then great. You know, I am definitely excited just to win games here. I've been here for 4 years, so my heart is definitely here and wanting to win here, finish what you start. You know what I mean? So I've been here for this long, and I definitely want to just continue to build on that. But like I said, you know, now I know there is a business side to it. So that's more for, you know, the people upstairs to handle and work out. And, you know, while I'm here, I'm going to give everything I got to this team, the organization, try to win games. And that's where I'm at.
Is it fair to say that you're open-minded about coming back here next year and into the future?
Of course. Absolutely. Open-minded. Yeah, absolutely. Definitely. You know, I'm not going to close my mind on anything. You know, I'm open to whatever might come. And like I said, I'm leaving that to my agent and those guys. Like I said before, I'm out of it. I'm just going to play the best football that I can for the team and try to win games. And then that stuff will get handled eventually. So.
Last question about the contract thing. Has it been tough to compartmentalize, to put that on the shelf and play football? Has that been a difficult thing for you this year?
Not really. You know, once I'm actually out there playing, it's a lot easier. It makes everything a lot easier. The more time you're away from the game is the more time you get caught up into things. But the more when I'm out there playing, you know, I'm at peace. So, you know, I'm thankful for that.
We're with Jarris Bird. Just a couple of questions left. Toronto. I mean, it can be controversial, but what's your thoughts about taking this game, going up to Toronto? You played in this game up there before. What's it like?
Yes, yeah, it's cool. You know, you get to go up there and into Toronto and play a game, you know, in front of a different, you know, crowd and stuff like that. It is different, obviously, from the Ralph, you know, as far as the noise and the home field and stuff like that. But it's a different experience, and, you know, it's a cool experience.
Five games left. You know, you get the bye week to rest a little bit and kind of survey the landscape here. Is it possible? I mean, is there still a charge left in this team down the stretch here with these final five games?
Yeah, I definitely think so. I think we're getting healthy, and, you know, pieces are starting to fall in place. And I think we can definitely make a push. We just got to take it one game at a time. Don't get ahead of ourselves and just, you know, stay the course.
Jairus, thanks. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Jairus Byrd, our guest, Bills Safety. It's the John Murphy Show presented by NOCO. Chris Brown coming up next as we come to you from One Bills Drive on Buffalo Bills Radio.
We're back with more of the John Murphy Show on Buffalo Bills Radio.
All right, thanks to Jairus Byrd for joining us. The John Murphy Show presented by NOCO. Hey, wanted to let you know about this. Tomorrow night, 6:30 to 7:30, C.J. Spiller is going to be signing autographs at the Moe's Southwest Grill, 4944 Transit Road in Cheektowaga. The Buffalo Jills will be there. Billy Buffalo will be there. Tuesday night, kids eat free at Moe's. Tomorrow night, C.J. Spiller at Moe's Southwest Grill, 4944 Transit Road in Cheektowaga. Well, the Bills back in practice today. We had a chance to sit down and talk in studio with our old pal, the lead journalist for BuffaloBills.com, Chris Brown. Different schedule, but kind of a bonus practice day for the Bills to get ready for Atlanta today, right?
Yeah, and everybody was up. Jonathan Meeks also back practicing. He was the IR designated to return guy. This is the first week he could begin practicing again, and he's doing that. Another 2 weeks, the team can make a decision on whether to bring him back to the active roster. But the big news, you know,
what about Stevie?
You got Woods and Stevie coming back, and I thought both of them looked really well running routes. Crisp, you know, looked like they were not hesitating in any way, shape, or form to put weight on, you know, the ankle for Robert or drive off of the leg that, you know, has the groin injury for Stevie. So, you know, both of those guys look good and ready to go. And we know Coach Marrone said even last week if they had a game, both of those guys would have been in the lineup. So, you know, it didn't look like they were any worse for wear. Look ready to go for this week.
Can you notice that they look like a team that had not been in practice for a week in any way in terms of rustiness or in terms of energy and liveliness?
I will say that the arms of the quarterbacks looked awfully lively today. Yeah. I mean, DJ was out there slinging that thing around during, you know, individual passing drills. So that was encouraging. And I even heard Coach Hackett say, oh, live arms out here, live arms. I mean, you give those guys 4 or 5 days off, the arm comes back and it looks good and, you know, the legs looked fresh, so I think that's a good thing going into this weekend.
There's a lot of talk about rookies on this show and on the website and how many contributions they've had from rookies. But moving forward into the final 5 weeks, we've been asking fans, which veterans need to pick up their play to have a stretch run? Which veterans do you really think will pick up their play down the stretch here? I put the onus, I guess, on the offensive line. They need to play better than they played against Pittsburgh and the Jets. And if they do, I think there's a real chance at a stretch run here.
Yeah, and I would put it in the same place. Because as far as I'm concerned, the defensive line's probably been the best unit from start to this point in the season in terms of consistency, effectiveness, production. I think the defensive line is probably your MVP unit if you had to pick one. Secondary's healthy now. They're doing well. Vets are performing back there. I mean, maybe you want to say get Gilmore back up to an elite level if you want, you know, a so-called veteran. He's only a second-year guy. I don't know if you call him a vet, but maybe that's a guy you want to see get to that elite level of play that everybody's expecting for this stretch run, because if he comes around, you know, then that defense becomes borderline elite in my estimation. But, yeah, I think it's the offensive line. Maybe you want to throw CJ in that group, too.
Well, I was going to ask you, how, because he works in concert with that offensive line. I thought there weren't a lot of holes for CJ to run through against the Jets. And unlike the Pittsburgh game, I don't think he was bouncing it outside against the Jets.
I am going to make, I'm going to relay an astute observation by your broadcast partner. And he made it in the roundtable show before the last game against the Jets. And it's his contention that CJ is partially struggling because on run plays, they have him lined up too close to the line of scrimmage. And it's his contention that CJ is so quick to the line that he doesn't see the hole because it hasn't opened yet. And because he doesn't see the hole, he says, I got to bounce it.
Huh.
Where with Fred, he doesn't get to the line quite as fast because he's not as fast. And the hole is there and open for him to hit by the time he gets there. And so he's of the opinion that maybe if you line CJ up an extra yard, yard and a half off the line of scrimmage when he's in the backfield, it could benefit him in letting the hole get created. And, you know, I'm interested to look at that in the next game. I think it's something to keep an eye on.
Anything happened yesterday that you think significantly improved the Bills' chances at a playoff spot? I mean, there's still all that traffic, all those teams in front of them, even with the losses by the Jets and the Dolphins yesterday.
It's a schmozzle, to quote Billy Crystal. It is a schmozzle. And, you know, I think we've really, the Bills have to keep winning, and then we have to kind of see what else happens. I'm really, you know, I think the big thing that's going to hurt the Bills right now is their AFC conference record. That is just not where it needs to be right now.
3-6.
Yeah. I mean, that's, I think if anything, if they win out, that might be the thing that ultimately kills them, you know, in terms of a postseason berth.
The best they can be is 6-6.
Yeah. And I think that could ultimately kill them when all is said and done. The overtime loss to Cincinnati.
Cleveland.
Those are killers.
Yep.
Those are killer games right now, and even the Chiefs game.
Yep.
I mean, those are three killer AFC losses. I mean, at least when you lose to a division opponent, you have a chance to even it up because you get them a second time. But those three games, I'm worried, are going to be absolute death knells for them, even if they manage to win out and go 9-7. I mean, they would need a lot of the extra help here down the stretch to, you know, make that work.
All right. Chris, thanks.
Okay.
Our thanks to Chris Brown, lead journalist for BuffaloBills.com. You can catch his work at BuffaloBills.com. And if you miss portions of our show, that's where you can go as well to figure out what's going on with the team as this week moves along. Going to be an interesting week with the Toronto game and, of course, the Atlanta Falcons and the final five games of the regular season. Let's see if the Bills have a charge in them to make a run at the playoffs. Well, that's going to wrap it up for us tonight. Monday Night Football is coming up next. The Redskins at home against San Francisco on the air with live radio 7 to 9 p.m. tomorrow. Among our guests, Thurman Thomas, Hall of Fame running back, tomorrow night. Jeff Quinn, head coach of the UB Bulls. He's got some serious NFL prospects on his roster, and he's got a game at Ralph Wilson Stadium coming up on Friday afternoon. Want to thank our presenting sponsor, NOCO, family-owned, locally operated. Explore what NOCO can do for you at NOCO.com. Our producer, the maestro, Russ Burton. Bill's director of broadcasting, Jeff Matthews. See you tomorrow night at 7. The John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO, from One Bills Drive on Buffalo Bills Radio.